Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We open to a live studio audience. We have, as they say, Bachelor Royalty, Zach and his girl. I have no idea what this child's name is. He's there. Charity and Dotton. We have... some of our favorite ladies from Golden Bachelor, Faith, Joan, Ellen, all looking fab always. We have Joey looking like a snack. Joey is fine.
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 Fine. I just told you what my type was, but ooh. Joey's my type. Just saying.
Just got him in there. Joey looking like a snack, getting us all excited for this upcoming Bachelor season. Shit.
Yeah. I don't. Whose season was he on?
He was on Charity season. He made it very far.
I see why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all love us some Joey. So anyways, we dive back into Gary's story. We're in Costa Rica. Gary is very torn. He says, you know, when I'm with Leslie, we get lost in each other. And they literally flash back and replay him telling her he thinks she's the one. I was like, not the producers and the editors laying out the receipts.
Oh, I love when they bring out the receipts.
Messy.
It's so good.
Oh, and then about Teresa, he says, you know, we hit a lull, but then our overnight date changed everything. That overnight really, that really did it.
Uh-huh.
Went down that night. So now it's time for the ladies to meet Gary's daughters and granddaughters. He talks about the bond he has with his daughters. It was just the three of them when the mom passed away. So they're like super tight, super bonded from that moment. First up is Teresa. I thought the way he even described Teresa to them was new. I just feel like he learned so much newness in the overnight. So he described her as a professional businesswoman and said she's very logical in her thinking. I was like,
I know what happened in the overnight.
Who's that? Okay, what happened?
Teresa told him how much was in her bank account.
Oh. She said, let's merge finances, okay?
And he said, I'm going to have more fun and a better life with this one. Everything changed.
Oh!
That's what I think.
That's what you think. Yeah. I mean, Teresa, she's a professional. She talks about she does day trading and stuff like that. Like the woman's not broke. So
she's, yeah. And he probably was like, my golden years, I'm trying to travel. I'm trying to go do all this stuff. I'm going to do it with her bank account.
I'm doing it with her. I'm trying to make this pension. This pension needs to last.
So he doesn't have to be a maintenance guy anymore.
Yeah. So he can literally sit down and retire.
Yeah.
Interesting theory. I can't say it doesn't make sense. So Teresa arrives. She looks cute, or legs out. She always got on a little cute little Daisy Duke situation. And she says, you know, she hasn't met anyone's family in 52 years. Cause again, she married her high school sweetheart. He passed away, yada, yada. So Teresa comes in, she meets with the daughters first. The blonde, she seems a little bit more skeptical of her dad being in love with both of them. She's like, I believe him, it's fine, but she really wants to know if these ladies are like ready for an actual engagement and where they're at. So Teresa, you know, shares with them, she lost her spouse, she went through the same thing as Gary, you know, a lot of commonality there. And the blonde daughter, she just straight up asks, like, if he gets down on one knee, like, what are you doing? And Teresa, no hesitation. I'm there. I see a lot of myself in him. I would say yes. Like, no fear, no hesitation. Like, she does give very much, like, safe reassurance in a way that Leslie always seems a little unsure or more hesitant, because she's been through more trauma, I think, with relationships.
I think maybe Leslie was just a little bit more guarded because she was scared.
Guarded. Yeah. 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 Guarded.
I don't think she, I think she really let herself fall for Gary, though. And then she
did. Yeah.
Yeah. Then she's like, okay, well, this is why I don't do this. But I think she really did. She told him, like, she would tell him a lot how she felt. Teresa was just so, safe is the good word.
Safe. Yeah. So the daughters sit with Gary and they talk a little bit about fantasy suites. And he says, you know, I learned a lot. I learned so much about her. And again, says she was always the safe choice. But in the fantasy suites, our conversation got easier. You know, our hugs and kisses got deeper, whatever the hell he said. He doesn't have anything bad to say. He has no concerns really with Teresa. And the daughters see that as well. So I think, yeah, safe is the word. That's, and not to say safe is bad, but that's definitely the word with Teresa.
Wait, can we talk about the daughters really quick? Because is one of those daughters not black? Am I crazy?
So we were, the Facebook group was going off, I think, when the season started, because they found pictures of Tony. Tony at best looks like Sicilian.
Italian. Maybe. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We can't claim this child as biracial or she's a little bit of black. I think they're just like, she just turned out to be super dark Italian, took on the mom's qualities, I think.
Okay, because from the previews, before the season even started, I was like, are we not going to address the black daughter? Like, he said that he was with this woman for 40-something years, and I'm like, did he have an affair, have a black daughter, and no one's going to talk about child? It?
Talk about two sisters that look completely different. Like,
I think their facial features look similar, but it's the hair for me. I can't. It looks, it's giving black.
It's given biracial. It definitely is. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Reddit, I haven't seen nothing. I just saw everybody was wondering and they're like, okay, Tony had a little, you know, darker tone to her. So maybe that's
okay.
It. Yeah. You're like, I need the receipts. I need the paternity
test. I'm like, I haven't seen anyone talking about it. So I was like, am I crazy or is she black? Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, she got a little something, some little flavor there.
Yeah.
So Gary walks Teresa out, they sit and chat, and he says to her again that he loves her. He drops the I love you, gives her the reassurance, they kiss, all is fine. So time for their last little night together. Teresa, she looked cute, her little zebra, little wrap dress. And then Gary shows up in a little zip-up hoodie looking tired. Somebody's old grandpa, for real. But yeah, they reminisce, talk about Billy and Tony, and just like how nice it is to talk about their past together and there be no like ill feelings. They have a really nice night together. It's, again, easy. They're laughing, you know, no issues. Teresa does bring up, probably for the first time in a minute, like, there is another woman here. And she's like, I just want you to know, you know, I'm all in. If you don't choose me, that's fine. I want you to be happy, but I only want you to choose me if you're 1,000% committed. And like, you know, I'm your person. Which, I mean, that makes sense. I feel like that's why we're here.
Yeah.
But yeah, Teresa is wondering, a quick little moment we saw in her interview, she is wondering if he has also said I love you to Leslie, and that's like giving her pause. And as we know,
fair,
yeah, that would give me pause as well, because then at that point I love you means nothing. It just, it's not special for me anymore if I know somebody else got it.
Yes.
I'm back to ground zero then.
Yeah. And I think that's another reason why I wouldn't say it to the other people, because I know whoever I pick at the end is going to see this. And if I was Teresa, watched this back and saw him tell Leslie, you're the one, oof. Girl.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No one wants to see that. So anyways, the next day, time for the fam to meet Leslie. He talks about her sense of humor and how they just have a lot of fun together. So Leslie arrives, looks beautiful, all that good stuff. And, yeah, she just, again, talks about how much fun they have. And she shared like this cute little moment, like in their fantasy suites when he said fuck for the first time. And it just made her feel comfortable that he made her feel relieved that he's not as like, you know,
straight laced. Boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly. So yeah, the granddaughters, sit with Leslie. They were so cute. And, yeah, she just kind of like sings his praises. And one of the granddaughters got very emotional because she really felt it with Leslie. And in her confessional, she said she's confused now because she's like, I love Teresa, but somehow I'm like crying with Leslie. Like, what's, now I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was necessarily like more drawn to Leslie. I think it's just overwhelming. Now you have another woman sitting in front of you being like, your grandfather, you know, is the best. I mean, that would make you cry just in general. I don't know if it's Leslie that did that, right?
Yeah. I also think it's interesting with this because the roles are so reversed. Like on the normal show, you're seeking someone's approval because you're younger and it's like, that's their parents. And in this situation, it was like an older woman. They're not, I mean, yes, they would love the granddaughters to love them, but it's just, it's, and you have a very different relationship with your grandparents.
Right.
Then, yeah, I just think it was an interesting lens to look at it from because it's like the granddaughter's crying because she loves her grandpa so much and she wants him to find love. And that's very different than a parent being like, are you actually ready to marry my daughter?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. There's the assumption that these women are ready. Like, why else would they be here? Right.
I mean, of course. It's just, I just think it's so different because some people on younger seasons are not actually ready to get married and have no idea what they're signing up for. Whereas these people have literally already been married, have done death to us part. Like, they're like, yeah, we're getting married.
Right.
So it's just like, I don't know if there's more of a seriousness to it because you know they actually really are going to marry your grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. It's like extra real. Yeah.
Yeah. Very real.
Now, Leslie sits with the daughters. They ask same question, like, if he proposes, like, are you ready for that? And she shares, again, she talked about this last week, I think, the whole idea of, like, till death do us part, that scares her because she's had that promise broken to her twice before. She thought twice, that's, like, a wild thought. Twice before, she thought, this is my person, I'm going to die and be with this person. And twice, they broke her heart. So she's, of course, like very on the fence. And it's not that she doesn't want it. She probably wants it worse, you know, more than anybody here. She's done it multiple times. Like she believes in this thing. But yeah, she just lets them know that's where she's at, like her truth. And Gary is the man of her dreams. So she's, of course, hoping for it to go in her favor. Oh, Lord, that sucks. Now, Gary sits with the daughters. To give their kind of like spiel on Leslie. They both really like her, but they're concerned if her emotion over the proposal means she's not sure, or maybe she's struggling with the decision to get married. And they, I don't know, Gary maybe had his mind up, made up already, but maybe it planted a little seed that Leslie's not all the way ready. I don't know.
I wasn't picking that up. I didn't feel like she was giving I'm not ready at all.
I didn't get that
I think
either.
She was just, I think she was just being honest about like, I've had my heart broken. I want this really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he did have his mind made up clearly after that fantasy suite.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she, I didn't read that at all, at her being uncertain. I think, as I said, Leslie wants to be married until death do us part more than anybody. Like, she's not trying to do this shit again. But yeah, I think Teresa was just so like, yes, I'm sure. Like, it was just a stark difference, I guess, how Teresa was. So, so Gary, you know, walks Leslie out. And this time yesterday with Teresa, he sat there with her and said, I love you, gave her the reassurance and she left. This time with Leslie, it was like high key awkward. They were just like, all right, we'll see you later, I guess. Like, just felt, and you could tell Leslie felt it too. She was like, all right, now she's like super anxious because it's not going smooth. That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/twoblackgirls1rose.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.